when Jesus was standing at the tomb of Lazarus. And when he called Lazarus by name, here's what the Bible says. And he that was dead came forth. Oh, what a miracle. This was something that no one in the area had ever seen before. In fact, Jesus spoke with words and in a manner that never a man spoke. They did not understand the way he talked, or the way he walked, or the way he worked. So they gathered together a council of the Sanhedrins and the Pharisees and the chief priests. And here's what they said. If we leave him alone, can't leave this man alone. He's always doing something good. And they said, if we leave him alone, all men will believe on him. But they had no intentions of leaving this man alone. And when the high priest seen that they were not coming up with any positive actions to dispose of this man called Jesus, this unorthodox Nazarene, here's what he says. You people, you men don't know anything. You don't consider that it is expedient for us that one man die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. And this, the Bible says, he spake not of himself. This high priest, unwillingly and unknowing in himself, spoke a prophecy that has remained true throughout history. The Sanhedrin felt that something had to be done. If Jesus caused a lot of disturbance, Rome would take away what little freedom that they were now enjoying. The high priest rebuked them for not taking these positive steps. He declared in Essex, Jesus must die. The nation must not lose its standing. The temple must not be taken away. Our rights and privileges must continue. It is only reasonable, he says, that this impostor should die rather than the whole nation suffer. Remember, this man was the high priest. He was to keep the hope of the coming Messiah alive. He was to offer sacrifices for the people with clean hands and a pure heart. He was the head of the nation's religious system. His heart was supposed to be filled with love, justice, mercy. His ears were to be open to hear the faintest whisper of the voice of God. His lips were to speak only the truth. But what was he in reality? He was a schemer, blind to the goodness and the divine character of Christ. His spiritual insight regarding the prophecies about the fulfillment of the Messiah was nil. He was selfish beyond disgust and cruel as a cutthroat. The cry of his heart was that his position was in danger. Is that not the problem in many cases when leadership refuses to accept anything new? How that they fight against progress and frown on any unconventional teachers of truth because they feel threatened? If our hearts are right and our motives are pure, truth will not threaten us. The unity of God's people is inevitable. Christians are resolving to become more like Christ. They are striving to be formed into his image. True Christians are becoming more concerned about following the word than a particular man-made institution. But how about you, my friend? Are you more concerned about your church denomination or institution than following Christ? I believe that you should love your church. and that you should follow those that are following Christ. Our cry today is that we must be more like Him and less like the world. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.